The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Morning, Nick.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Oh, say great.
Same as the rest of us?
Yeah.
Craig said fantastic.
Yeah.
He says it every week, though.
All right. Yeah, but I meant it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess we all participate in different activities inside the yard or inside the house.
The house, maybe, yeah. Yeah, in the yard, too, I guess.
Pretty sure I'm the only guy that filled up the woodshed this weekend.
Yeah, you are. Is that a euphemism?
It is not a euphemism.
I filled up
the
woodshed.
I think
you're
the only guy with a woodshed, too.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, you can't. That's against our covenants there, woodsheds in my neighborhood. So, or I put one up so I could fill that woodshed up.
You wouldn't.
No, because I have a
you got
fire,
the gas fire pit. Fire pit.
It's a gas fire pit.
You just got to flip a switch.
So, last week, Todd hooked me up with some Chiba Chews. He threw somebody else. And are they legal here, weed yet?
No, weed is not legal
here. I think
here,
it's case by case.
It is.
Our governor's listening. I know he listens to the show.
It is readily available.
Exactly right. So a box of Chiba Chews, unopened, by the way. Chiba Chews for your non-potheads is edible. So I take it to my house, and I get out of my office, and I hide it behind some books. My wife's not a big fan of the wacky weed. No big deal. I'm not a big stoner. I'm not a stoner anyway, so.
The devil's Tootsie Pop.
The devil's I got one of those.
Don't you think those Chiba Chews?
Hang on a second. I wish I would have took one, but okay. I'll tell you the rest of the story in a second.
The kind that I gave you. Yeah. It kind of tastes like Tootsie Rolls.
Well, you know what? I wish I knew what they tasted like. Here's what happened. So, for other reasons that don't need to be involved in the story, we're cleaning out, we're packing up my office. And, but, you know, not for a while, because I painted down there and doing some things. So I'm packing up certain stuff, and we're getting rid of certain stuff because there's just a bunch of crap in the office, the storage room. And I come downstairs, and my wife wants me to help her with something downstairs, and the office is downstairs. I notice that the bookshelves are empty.
Oh, no.
And they're all in boxes. Everything's in boxes. I said, what'd you do with the books? She goes, I packed them away already. They're in all these boxes here. So I'm thinking, because it was just right behind.
That's where the Chews
yeah.
are?
Yeah, they're right behind the Chiba Chews things. Right behind there. So I go, here's where the lie kicks in. I go, so she's doing something, and I'm starting to look through some boxes, and she goes, what are you looking for? And I go, this is my white lie. I go, man, I was thinking about something on the air today about this book, and I'm trying to find this book. So I'm literally going through, there's only three tubs full of books. All kinds of rock docs we got here. And I'm starting to look through the books, and I realize, man, these, they're not in here. So I finally go, there's no way she didn't find these if these books are out. And they were just behind these one books. And
yeah.
So I couldn't find, so I just finally walk upstairs. I go, did you find that weed? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I forgot about it. I thought it was old. She goes, because I was in Colorado last summer. She goes, I thought you just left it there from Colorado last summer. I said, first of all, I flew to Colorado. I didn't bring anything back. And I said, Todd just gave it to me last week. And that was trash day, by the way.
Oh, no.
It's gone.
They took the bar.
It's gone.
The whole bar.
It's gone.
Damn.
It's gone.
Oh.
And I only wanted it because, like I said, I'm not a stoner, but in this day and age, I wanted to relax one of these nights because I just want to.
Yeah.
It sucks right now. And I didn't want to get all hungover one day, so I forgot to try one of those. And
I don't know.
Todd.
In the trash.
Gone.
I can't trust you anymore.
No, not me.
Yes, you.
Yeah, no, you. Yeah. It was your fault for hiding them there. You can't be trusted anymore.
They would have been there for five more years if she wouldn't empty the books that day. And there's no reason. Those books are behind this glass cage, and I'm against them. They're just there. I mean,
did you not know she was going to be packing those books up?
Nope. Of course I didn't.
Did she throw them away because she thought they were old?
Yes.
Or did she just throw them away on principle?
Nope.
Old and forgotten about.
She thought they were old and forgotten about. That's exactly right.
Man. I think they have an expiration date on them.
No.
She wasn't going to check that out.
No.
Old and exactly right, Craig. old and forgotten about. I mean, she's right. not
unlike ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in the trash too after that. So I got it's this, but you lied to me, and I said, "Nah." I said I also came up here and asked you then eventually, where was the weed? Did you find it? So originally I was lying, but it wasn't. But I thought that might last a day, her being mad that I actually lied about looking through books, but it didn't last more than 30 seconds. So, whew, I guess there's more important things.
Right. Now you're out of weed and you got busted for the life.
So, yeah, Todd, if you can hook me up again, that'd be
nice. I don't know if I can trust you.
No, you can't. You're
gone.
And it was trash.
I'm going to need word from everybody in your house that they're not going to be thrown away.
Well, you'll think about it more now that it's gone than it would be if it was just on the shelf. You're like, totally. Man, tonight I could be eating that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, you keep it in a safe place, and I might think about hooking you up again.
Yeah, it's just set up for
Or just do it.
I know. I should have took one out that a couple of days before that. I was waiting there for me.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like I said.
You just aren't trying.
I haven't had an edible since last summer, you know? And I'm not an expert by any means.
Yeah, but you could but you could be a researcher.
No, I'm just saying. It just was. I wanted to take the edge off because the edge we're living on right now.
Because you're on one.
Yeah, everybody's on an edge right now.
My dilemma was I had a bag.
Thought
of,
it was old. By the way, how old would... If that's because those Chiba Chews are wrapped in foil, in plastic, in a
sealed
box, not open. How long could that have stayed there?
Longer than from this summer.
Well, let's assume that there's no weed in there. How long is that piece of candy good for?
Probably the half-life's forever.
Not necessarily.
Well, at least.
I don't know.
It would probably be a little harder as time went on.
Right, but I don't think weed goes bad.
Well, let's say that there's no weed in there. How long is that piece of candy good?
And I have
at least a couple years.
I have a pretty good idea of that history of that box. And that box has been in a drawer for quite some time. Probably at least a year.
Well, it still would have worked.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
But she could have told me, hey, I found this weed. What do you want me to do with it?
Do you want this?
Right, don't throw it out.
Do you remember this? But she said she totally forgot about it, which I totally believe her, too. I mean, I totally believe she just forgot about it and threw it away. Because she knew I was in Colorado last year.
Didn't even think about it.
Yeah, so I just threw it on Todd because it was Todd. So she can get anybody's Todd.
Yeah, you would have found if she would have found a bottle of vodka, she would have thrown that out.
No, but you know, I mean, unless she's
but that doesn't go bad.
Yeah, but weed doesn't. I don't think
she has no idea.
She doesn't know.
She has no idea if an edible weed goes bad.
What you do know is that candy will go bad, and after a while, you don't want to eat it.
Right.
Just because this has weed in it doesn't mean anything to her.
No, nothing. Completely innocent, but I looking through books was obviously a lie. But it was a lie. Before the break, we talked about lying to your wife, and you lie. We all have little white lies that don't mean anything. And that, in her defense, went away right away.
Did you tell her next time you find my stash, ask me first?
I don't have stash. You know.
Well, you did.
I know.
And she found
it. I wanted to say all that, but I realized that I was not in trouble.
So you let it go.
I let it go. Because if I'm going to say, you know, you threw away my weed, that sounds stupid because I'm not a pothead. You know?
You're that bad at having a stash. You'd had it for like a week, and she found it.
3 days.
Yeah,
he gave it to me.
At having a stash.
He gave it to me like Monday or Tuesday of last week. So, and it was gone by Friday, and hidden completely.
Damn.
Okay, says fruitless candies. Pretty much what you got, like lollipops, mints, and what you have.
And the wacky Tootsie Roll, we call that, right?
Are basically pure sugar.
The devil's Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, before the pot is infused, so you can keep those for the apocalypse if you want.
Right.
Okay. They may taste like ass, they won't hurt you, but the potency doesn't go away.
And
well, once again,
don't go sour and mess you up.
She has no idea.
Yeah, no, if you make like a brownie or something with ingredients that could go bad, then they could be bad.
She had no idea.
Brownies, cookies.
Yeah, I don't see how much how a brownie and a Tootsie Roll are different, but, what do I know?
Yeah.
Well, you probably use eggs or something.
Yeah, milk.
In a brownie.
Right. Preservatives.
Right, some kind of dairy product.
In a brownie,
is mixed in there.
Yeah, you do use eggs.
And that will go bad.
Right.
But if it's just pure sugar, like a candy, like the Chiba Chews, they're not going to go bad.
Yep.
Or milk chocolate.
Some rat's getting high right now, believe me, man. They found that box. It's in a landfill right now.
Yeah, and the trash had already been taken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was gone. Oh no, it was gone. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to dig through the trash, though.
He would have.
Dad, well, what are you doing, Dad?
It would have been. She then she even said,
I'm putting on a pair of rubber gloves and I'm going through
the trash. No. She took it. There was a bag downstairs. She said to me, is there still a bag downstairs? Because the bag would have been just full of papers.
Yeah.
Old bill. I had a bunch of stuff I shouldn't have saved just for years of crap down there. And she was throwing, we're all just cleaning house. Didn't you clean your garage or whatever? You had to clean the basement, right?
We were going to, okay. But that didn't happen.
Okay, but just old junk that you keep, you don't want, it's down there. So it would have been just newspapers and stuff like that. Yeah. So I probably would have dug through it.
Did you notice her exhibiting any odd behavior?
No. No.
Yeah. I threw them away.
Right. Yeah. Because. You shouldn't.
Good point.
If you're a rookie, you shouldn't eat all eight of them. They come in packets of eight.
So, yeah, that was my lie.
Yeah, I got a bag of some kind of sours, and they didn't label. Usually they'll say, 10 pieces, 100 milligrams total.
Yeah. Right.
And nowhere on the package could I find, the potency of this.
Right.
So I just had to kind of take them one at a time. And apparently they were 10 milligrams because one didn't work. Two really didn't do much. And then the third one was, we found the dose.
There you go.
Fine. Know your dose.
Stop rubbing it in.
Learn your dose.
And that was like Friday, too. That was the weekend.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I saved it for the year. I was going to tell you. It might actually happen Thursday night, but that was a good example.
That's a good thing you didn't tell it on Friday. I would have been mad. I would have gotten mad.
It is sad.
It is.
It's dumb, man. What are the odds?
It's like dudes who had their baseball cards thrown out while their mom was like going through the room. You couldn't smoke. You couldn't get baked from your baseball.
Well, I knew she wasn't mad because the fact was she didn't find it and call me. What's this weed doing here? She said she thought it was old.
Yeah. You walk in. She's like, you need to come into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Just sitting in the middle. What's this?
Oh, you're right. That's why originally I thought that she didn't find it because that's why I was looking through the books. I'm thinking if she found that, she would have called me out. But no, it was such an afterthought to her, and she knew I was in Colorado last year. She just assumed it was some old stuff you brought back, and I just threw it away. I helped you out with that. Threw it away for you. Threw it away for you.
Yeah. Hey, did you see that book about the drugs I'm hiding on the shelf?
I did blame it a lot on Todd. Well, yeah, Todd hooked me up. He just gave it to me. He said, try to help. So I did blame a lot on you. But that's what guys do, too. Blame their buddies.
Oh, yeah. When I was in high school, everything was...
Yeah. What?
But yeah, the women will never catch on to that one.
They know, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So before the commercial break, we were talking about an article from Considerable.com. We were talking about the rules of a happy marriage or the myths of a happy marriage.
Don't throw your
husband's
why
we should break
edibles away, man.
Some of those rules to help your marriage stay in good shape. They say some of these myths that are given as rules are as follows, like never go to bed angry.
That's a myth.
Sure, don't stay up and argue.
Right, exactly.
Is what they
also say.
You're
not going to solve anything.
Another one of the myths is that your spouse should be your best friend. Sure, a good friend, but holy cow.
Friend doesn't throw your weed away.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you tell her that?
I didn't tell Puss. I'm talking more now than I did that night.
I thought we were friends.
I know. Once I realized I wasn't in trouble, I let it go.
You got your radio muscles on right now.
I still had, big time. And she's sleeping. I still had vodka, so I had plenty of,
good.
I had plenty of reason to get, I could still get wasted.
Yeah, but the combination.
Shut up.
That's pretty good.
Stop rubbing. Yeah.
You feel bad holding the bottle up? Does this have THC in it? No.
Once again. Yeah. We all got balls sitting right here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
And then you could I'd see you could have gotten high and done some yoga because Todd says that's awesome.
No. Yoga's for Todd.
Yeah, maybe for some people,
chicks.
But it's not for everybody.
No.
Another one of the marriage myths is that you always have to be honest.
Oh, yeah, Nick, I was,
that was it.
Getting ready for yoga class and mindlessly toking on my vape on Friday afternoon.
Because yoga's down the basement.
And I never do yoga high.
Yeah.
But I did the first 15, 20 minutes of yoga class on Friday high.
Hi, I'm
Would
Todd.
You do it again?
No, I will not do it again.
No, because he basically laid there.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I kind of drifted. I kind of drifted and lost track of what was going on. Yeah. So I took an E for a little while, and then I got back in.
What is that? What is that pose, Todd? Doormat? Where you just lay flat on the floor, face down,
drooling on the mat.
Doormat pose.
That is a good name for it. There's a Sanskrit name for that, but I'll go with doormat.
Doormat. Yeah, yeah. Where you just lay there.
It's probably because you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you'd want to do that all the time.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, I feel the need to get high every time I went to yoga class. And at some point, I believe we'll be going back to the studio. I want to believe that. Although it's awful handy just dialing it up online.
Yeah, it's got to be. You can just be getting baked and turn it on.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're going to be at home for the rest of your yoga years.
Do you get anything out of watching them do yoga while you're all baked and whatnot?
No, because it's just the
no hot chicks
instructor.
Okay. Oh, you just see the instructor, right?
Yeah, but you know, you get tired watching people work.
Yeah.
Maybe get some exercise watching people do yoga. So another one of the things they say is a relationship myth is always be honest. And they say that's probably not a good thing because, you know, we're going to tell little white lies hither and yon.
Looking for a book.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And there's no real harm in it and those sorts of things. They also say another one of the marriage myths is that marriage is always a 50-50 proposition. When you've done what you think is 50%, your partner often perceives it as 25%, while you're waiting for their 50% because you think they've only given 25%. If you're keeping score, you're probably going to walk around angry.
Yeah.
Of course, over the relationship of time of a marriage, things usually even out. There are often shifts that go back and forth. And then another one of the myths is that once your marriage can take care of itself.
No, that's it's a high maintenance thing.
Yep, they say the predictability.
High maintenance. It's appropriate. That's appropriate term.
Yeah, who don't
it's,
work at their
it's
marriage?
High maintenance.
It just crumbles. Right.
They say that predictability and reliability can sometimes hurt a marriage. To solidify connections, it's a good idea to spend a little time apart. That's why couples should have some common beliefs and shared activities, but they can also pursue their own interests.
Yeah, even in these times, like Christy's thing is she'll take the dog and walk it over to her mom's home.
Right.
You know, and then they talk.
Outside the window?
Yeah. They don't even open the window up. But they can see each other looking at the window. Yeah. And I wanted to come along the other day, and she goes, hey, you know, you got your yoga, and that's kind of your thing.
You
got to
be apart a little bit, even in your own house.
And she wants that to be her thing, her alone time. So I agree.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You can have your alone time, and I'll have my little alone time down in the basement.
Yep. I'll get high down in the basement and do yoga.
Seems to be helpful.
All right.
Yeah, my wife and daughter have been doing that in the evenings. I'll go out and take the dog for a walk, and I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah.
You guys go ahead. You know, even if it's just a half an hour or something, it's just nice to just have a little quiet time.
Come on, kids. Daddy's got to masturbate. Which is it?
Speaking
five
of staying
or
home,
ten
I got to read this before I lose this. Our buddy Tony is on Facebook. I got to share this. Tony, I'm going to use this for Twitter. The longer you effers don't stay at home, the longer Blake Shelton and Nicole Kidman's effing husband are going to continue to sing from their effing homes.
you gotta
stay home so we can stop that. I know you can change channels, but Jesus, shut up.
I could not change the channel when
I saw it last night. It was Gayle King host country artists from their house, and I couldn't whiz past that quick enough. Is that what that was?
Yes.
Yes. That had to be brutal.
Yeah, some of it wasn't bad, but there's, you know, when they go to, you know, you have the Luke Bryans and the...
Yeah, that crap, yeah.
That was just as we were finishing dinner. It was on in the background. And well, yeah, because he does that as a song called People Are Good. Like, I believe that grandmas are nice and stuff. And you're like,
that commercial's the worst. That's the worst song pop ever.
I'm just like trying not to laugh. And then my youngest son, he's like, why don't you like this song? And I'm like, I can't get into that right now because I will ruin this. My wife would have just been pissed. Right. She and my daughter both like the song, and I keep like, oh, it's just a vapid nothing, the list of all the, like, another way of them just to list off stuff that they like.
Right.
It's horrible.
Because it's schlocky crap.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to hear that push sometimes.
I'd rather not.
I heard it in the car at my daughter, and I did the same thing. I kept saying, this song's so bad.
It's just empty pandering. It's horrible.
Empty pandering.
Textbook cliche country song.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two or three of them out there. Like,
I'll take you guys' word for it.
His is pretty brutal, though. That Luke Bryan one is the I wish every night was football at the high school. It was every night.
Then they had Florida Georgia Line.
I wish all grandparents didn't die or something like that. It was some weird thing. They're gonna. You're right. It's pandering list of. So you're right. You don't want to ask grumpy dad why you don't like that song.
Then you're the bad guy.
It's pandering crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I can understand maybe a kid digging it. I really can, because they're new, their brains are new. Like your kid asks you, why don't you like that? But if you're a grown person, you know it's just pandering crap.
You said, let me turn on something with some substance and some depth. Here's Lick It Up.
There you go. It's only right now.
Shout it out loud.
He's no God of Thunder.
Never will be. Well, that guy, the Luke Bryan, because my daughter likes country music, so there's this playlist, and I'm like, okay, we can put this on, but we skip over Luke Bryan, and we skip over Florida Georgia Line.
Right.
I can't.
Yeah, Florida Georgia Line is the worst, right? Yeah.
I hate it. And then my daughter's like, oh, you just don't like Luke Bryan because he's more successful than you.
Oh.
But I'm like, if that were the case, I wouldn't like any. I wouldn't be able to like anything.
Hey.
You're just jealous.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, teenage kids. I know exactly what you're talking about.
She's aiming low.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Nick.
Cutting
she's
off
over
the
me
knees.
Too. She sits right across from me at the dinner table. I'll sit down. We'll sit down to eat, and I'll just look across to her, and she'll just go, "What? Nothing." I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, that's more my son now with me. What? 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 Here's some rock and roll. Here. There you go. Yeah. All right. I wish grandparents brush their teeth. I think that's part of it, yeah.
You like sweet tea after church on Sundays?
Yeah, that's it. Nobody likes that. Yeah. All right, yeah, so stay home, and we get less of that crap on TV.
And eat your weed so your wife doesn't throw it up.
And hide your weed better.
Yeah, you get that. I shared.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.